Sensors malfunctioning, sir.
Diagnostics.
Malfunctioning.
That's odd. Two systems down at the same time.
Commodore, we've lost contact with Galaxy Garrison.
We're still on a tight beam. An object may have passed between us.
Widen the beam.
That could reveal our location.
They need to know what's going on.
Revelation to Galaxy Garrison. Come in, Galaxy Garrison. Subspace communications out, sir.
Three malfunctions?
Commuter, security lockout. All stations. Authorization McCormick 01079. Authorized current assigned duty personnel only.
Sir, just before we lost contact, I heard something over the channel.
A transmission?
No, sir. Interference. Almost sounded like a jamming signal.
Source.
External.
Red alert.
We need to get out of here, Doctor.
Commodore, where did you put my TARDIS?
All deck signal, red alert.
You're leaving?
My companion is.
You can't stay here.
You'll be perfectly safe in the TARDIS.
And what if something happens to you?
I appreciate your concern, but I believe I will do more good here.
Something on visual, sir. Dead ahead.
What is it?
Magnify.
Zylon destroyer.
Damage to forward shield. Holding.
Manual control. Fire phasers.
Phasers behind. I never thought to destroy it like that.
Hell, give us some distance. Torpedoes, fire!
Torpedo away.
We're just wasting torpedoes like this. Feldercock.
Evasive.
Damage to warp drive. Impulse engines.
We don't have enough fuel to get us anywhere. Hard to port.
Starboard missile destroyed.
Ship docks.
Destroyer closing in.
Orders, sir. Orders. Orders, sir.
Torpedoes, fire full spread.
Without sensor lock, ahead at this distance.
We're not going down without a fight. Open fire.
Torpedoes away.
Doesn't look like they're expecting that.
I dare say they weren't expecting us to be alive this long.
Heavy damage to aft section.
Sick bay reporting power loss.
They're trying to get at our engines.
Hell, keep us moving. Undamaged side to the destroyer. Weapon status.
Functional.
Goodness for small miracles.
They're coming down. Next pass will take out our maneuvering ability completely.
Don't let that happen, Lieutenant.
They know they got us.
What are they waiting for?
They're looking us over, making certain we're not going to pull any more surprises on them.
What surprises? They could pick us off at any time. What's stopping them?
That's a very good question. Commander, you did say that destroyer was pulling a greater punch than expected.
And our phasers should never have cut through their shields that easily.
They diverted all their power to their weapons. They weren't expecting a fight.
That's why they haven't finished us off. They're recharging.
A little breathing room.
But not much.
They're not going to make that same mistake. Rest assured, the next attack, they'll have their shields up.
But their attacks won't be as powerful.
They won't need to be. Not in the condition we're in. Engineering. Engineering bridge. Status. Engineering bridge. Report status.
Line is open, sir. They are receiving us.
What do you hear?
Background noises. Fire. Nothing else.
Could they have taken out engineering?
Get down there and check it out, number one. Try and get forward and aft shields back online.
Aye, sir.
Computer. Authorize Commander Adams for terminal access. Engineering. Authorization McCormick 01079.
Destroyer continuing to hold distance.
We must have hurt them. Communication status.
Internal communication is online. Subspace still inoperative.
Why don't they just get it over with?
Damage report.
Lost contact with aft section, sick bay, and anything below deck 8. Internal force fields are offline. Internal sensors show loss of pressure in 6 places. Compartments have been sealed.
Condor, destroyer is changing direction.
Continue racing. Incoming fire.
Damage to phasers.
Bridge, engineering.
Ron, what's the status?
We have a problem.
Shields now, problem later.
Shields online.
Shields up.
Board aft shields up.
Report is damaged.
Phasers fired. They've got full shields, hardly nicking.
We need to get closer to do any damage.
Phaser banks destroyed.
Vehicle section is barely operative. Never close the distance.
All power to the aft shields. Number one, detonate the impulse engines.
Where?
Now!
Engineering destroyed!
We have forward momentum.
All power to the forward shields. Torpedoes, fire!
Target is still there, but...
It looks as if it's just hanging dead.
We didn't destroy her. We knocked her out of the game.
What about Commander Adams? If engineering was destroyed, what about him?
Lieutenant Gray, you are field promoted to the rank of Lieutenant Commander. You are my new first officer.
Aye, sir.
Just like that. He's dead, and you replace him as if he never existed.
Carly, please.
I always thought the doctor was too casual about death. But you're inhuman.
Damage control. Damage control, bridge, report.
We're still surveying everything. Anything below deck 10 is up into space. Life support won't last long. 2 hours at best. We're aware of our engine status.
What about transporters?
To tell the truth, we haven't had a chance to look them over. I'm not showing any damage on the board, but with the energy fluctuations, it would be something I'd want to risk.
Priority to communications. We need to inform Galaxy Garrison what's happening here.
What did happen here, sir?
I'll let you know when I find out myself. Bridge out.
Going somewhere, Commodore?
Not on the Revelation. She gave her life for us. A lot of people did, Miss Jacobs.
The Xylon destroyer, sir?
We'll take a boarding party over there and survey the damage. What's our crew status, number one?
Yes. 43 have reported in, sir.
Thank you, Commander.
How many are there supposed to be, Doctor?
200.
Mr. Younger, you will accompany me over to the destroyer along with the security detail. Doctor, I may regret this, but I would appreciate your expertise as well.
I would very much like to see one of these ships myself.
Commodore, I think it would be best if I went over there instead of you.
I want you here, number one, in case something goes wrong.
I'm coming with you.
No, you stay here. It could be very dangerous on that ship. We don't know if any of the crew survived.
But there's one thing over there that's very important. You. Until we get back to the TARDIS, wherever you go, I go.
Perhaps the TARDIS would be the most prudent place about now.
The Doctor's TARDIS was in the cargo hold, Deck 11.
I take it Deck 11 doesn't exist anymore.
Open to space, sir.
What about the TARDIS? What do we do?
Calm yourself, my dear. The TARDIS cannot be destroyed. It's very likely just floating about in space nearby.
If it's operative, we can use the tractor beam on the destroyer to bring her aboard. If not, we can have the rescue ship pick it up. What's the status of communications?
Subspace still inoperative, sir.
Let me know when you can get a signal out. We need to send out a distress.
Aye, sir.
As for you, Miss Jacobs, you will remain here.
No, I won't.
Forgive me, Commodore. I don't wish to intrude on your authority, but I would be most grateful if you'd accede to my friend's wish. I'm afraid I owe her quite a lot, and if this would make her happy, then I would like to comply.
I won't be responsible for her safety.
She will be in my charge.
If the Revelation wasn't in the shape it was in, I wouldn't give this a second thought. But I really can't see you in any more danger coming over with us than staying here. So request granted, but stay out of the way and do what you're told.
If only it was ever that easy.
You have the con, Commander Gray.
I have the con.
I don't think I like these transporters. They make me feel funny.
You could have always stayed behind, my dear.
Well, we definitely hit them hard.
It doesn't look like anyone's alive.
Look again, Lieutenant. It doesn't look like anyone was here at all.
You mean they did all this by remote control or something?
A ship this size? Impossible. There has to be a crew somewhere. Tricorder.
Life signs indeterminate. Reading scattered pockets of radiation and gas, but there's an inordinate amount of energy interference.
Not surprising, considering all the damage.
So much for being safer.
You can always go back.
No. I want the doctor where I can keep an eye on him.
Don't we all?
Sir, it looks like most of these stations were on automatic.
What part of the ship did we transport to, Commodore?
I don't know. We never captured a destroyer before.
Really? In all that time the war went on?
Cylons would destroy their ships before allowing themselves to be captured.
Death before dishonor, that sort of thing?
I'm not sure the Cylons are capable of that mindset. But we've never been able to bring one of their ships home, so we have no intelligence whatsoever of what they're like, beyond what we could piece together from the debris. But I instructed the transporter officer to beam us near one of the places where a torpedo hit. Better chance of sneaking in unnoticed.
Anyone around would have been killed by the impact.
Exactly.
So, what does it tell you that most everything here is automated?
That they didn't have much of a crew in the first place.
Why send a ship to start a war if you're not going to man it?
Commander Gaylor, take your men and scout the ship. Find out where the crew is. Eyes sharp. If the tricorders are useless, we don't know what we're walking into. Sonar grenades only when necessary and on as narrow a field as possible. We don't want to blow up this ship, too.
Aye, sir. Y-2s, move out.
Let's try and find the bridge. Something isn't right here, and that would be the place to find out what it is.
No better than the rest of the ship.
Sir, I think we found it.
Yes. This definitely appears to be the nerve center.
Same thing, though. What stations have power, most seem to be on automatic.
Most, but not all. Which ones were manually operated, That would certainly tell us a lot.
Doctor, over here.
Carly!
He's dead.
Yes. He's also human.
That can't be.
There's another one over here.
This doesn't make any sense.
This is Captain Vincent of the Star Cruiser Perseus, answering your distress call.
The Perseus!
Thank goodness.
Frickin' Xylon panel. How do you open communications on this thing?
Belay that.
Sir?
We never sent out a distress call.
The Perseus is answering the destroyer's distress.
This is the Perseus. Come in.
No, that's a lie. It can't be.
At ease, Lieutenant. We need to answer them or they'll scan us.
They're expecting humans.
Our wrist communicators will signal that we're from the Revelation.
Go ahead and open a channel. It's this button here.
Then they'll know.
No, they won't. I shorted some of the circuits. They'll hear you, but it will be so distorted they won't be able to tell whose voice it is.
We read you, Perseus.
What's your status?
We have damage, but we're able to hold our own.
Looks like someone fracked up on the Revelation. They never should have got up a shot.
Happens, Perseus. We'll make do.
We'll tell you in. Sensors read Revelation still got some life in her. We'll take care of that. Lasers, lock on. Fire. Stand by for tractor beam. Maintain radio silence. Perseus out.
All those people!
Commodore!
You son of a fracker! I'll hunt you to the end of space! Internal comms, where is it?
I believe it's this one here.
This is McCormick. The Revelation has been destroyed and we are in tow by enemy agents. No over-the-air communications. Internal comms only. No weapons fire. Bridge out.
Wait. There are traitors on this ship. And we can't defend ourselves.
The Perseus would detect it. We don't want to give them an excuse to come over.
What is going on here, Commodore? Humans on this ship? The Perseus actually took out the Revelation.
It's bigger than that, I'm afraid.
Well, don't keep us in suspense.
The destroyer didn't appear until after you contacted that Hollander fellow, am I right?
Yes.
We have to consider the possibility that someone at Galactic Garrison told them to attack.
Why do you say that?
This is not some sort of renegade group that happened to come across a Xylon destroyer. They're organized enough to have command of at least one star cruiser. If they're able to do that, then someone must be running interference back home.
But why?
That, unfortunately, is the easiest of questions to answer. They attacked a colony. They waited for Mr. McCormick here to report the attack. Then they destroyed his vessel, all using, or ostensibly using, a Xylon battleship. Someone is trying to provoke a war.
There has been some chatter among the higher-ups. Brass and politicians. Just talk, mind you, about the days of the war. Glory days, they called it. Glory for anyone who wasn't on the lines, didn't see what we saw. But war and a common enemy has a way of bringing people together. Back then we were a united federation of planets. But then we made the mistake of winning the war. Peace has a habit of causing people to go their own way. Now we're just a loose galactic alliance, no solidifying purpose.
But if the Xylons attacked again?
There hasn't been a sighting of one since the war ended. But they're out there, we know that. Probably all buzzing around their homeworld. The New King doesn't seem as interested in conquest as Vishok was.
But if people thought the Xylons had attacked again?
Our entire fleet is still deployed along the old lines. One word, and we're ready to invade Xylon space.
And how do you think the New King will react?
I don't know, but you were there at Insidious. You saw the size of the fleet they had. Some believe that was only a fraction of their true force. It's not possible they would have sent every single ship for the ceremony. But the first war started because they attacked us, a war of offense. But if we invade and attack them, a war of defense...
No one fights harder than when they are defending their own home.
What do we do? We have to tell someone?
Who? We don't know who's in on this. Commodore, we don't even know if one of your people here is a traitor.
A few centons ago, I would have taken offense at that.
Sir, how do we know?
We don't, so we operate in pairs at minimum. The first thing we need to do is find out a way to recover the Revelation's log buoy. That will have everything we need to prove what happened here.
I don't think we'll be able to go back and get it.
We don't need to. The Percys will have picked it up. They wouldn't want it falling into the wrong hands.
They might have erased it, claimed it was too badly damaged. I would if I were them.
It also has data on the Incid colony and the destroyer attack on the Revelation. They're going to need that if they want to make their case that this was a Xylon incursion. Still, going to have to get it before they download the data.
I can't imagine they're going to be very cooperative on that matter.
Can't imagine how little I care at the moment.
Commodore, this is Gaylor.
Go ahead, Commander.
Sir, there's something here you need to see.
Where are you?
2 decks down and about 30 meters in from our landing.
On our way. Doctor, you're with me. Lieutenant Younger, Miss Jacobs will remain here with you. Get the main viewer working and try to plot our course. I want to know where they're taking us.
Aye, sir.
Report.
I think this says it all, Commodore.
It's a Xylon warrior.
Dead by the looks of it.
This appears to be some sort of stasis chamber.
And heavily damaged. Likely this is what killed it.
I wonder why it was in there.
Sir, there are 4 other chambers, empty.
Well, who's going to be the first one to ask?
Were they always empty? Or just recently?
This is Commander Gaylor. We may have Xylon warriors here. Still weapons hold?
For now, until we figure out what to do about the Percys.
Continue weapons hold. Do not engage. Report location. Continue to observe only. No unnecessary risks. Gaylor out. So much for the element of surprise. They obviously know we're here.
It would help if we knew what these things were for. Destroyers are not deep-range vessels. Why would they need stasis chambers?
And let's find out, shall we?
Be careful. We don't want you frozen. We would know how to get you out.
You're right about these not being for long-term use. They only appear to lower the life processes by a fraction of true suspended animation.
That means they wanted to be able to revive them quickly.
And it makes sense.
So they're meant to be crew replacements, keeping them in storage until needed.
Admittedly, very efficient.
I can't imagine that being part of the recruitment pitch.
I suppose when you belong to an ant colony, any alone time might be considered a bonus.
This is unusual.
What is?
There are no monitoring devices, nothing to record the vital signs of the occupiers of these chambers.
So how does it regulate itself? What if something goes wrong? They don't just stick themselves in there and hope everything works right, do they?
There must be something around here. Commodore, you said you haven't seen a Xylon since Vishok was killed, didn't you?
That's right.
How long did it take for them to pull back? Weeks? Months?
Word was, their entire line collapsed at once, within centons of Vishok's death.
That would indicate some sort of telepathic race trait. Not even the most efficient communication system could organize something that large that quickly.
It's been theorized they have some connection to their king. We saw evidence of that at the end of Chut's reign.
Another Xylon king?
It's been just a string of winners from them.
Whatever ability they have must be latent. Otherwise, why would their ships be equipped with communication devices, Still, perhaps there's enough of it there that they can monitor their biological processes on a pseudo-psychic wavelength. A receptor station nearby, maybe. Here it is. Just need to know what you're looking for.
Surprised no one at Galaxy Garrison saw this.
That's a very interesting observation, Commodore. I wonder why indeed.
Commodore, Younger.
We read you.
Half the systems up here are either shorted or blown completely. I'm going to need someone with electronic expertise if I'm going to have any chance of getting a look outside.
No portholes, eh? I can pop up there and see what I can do.
No, you're needed here.
Shimon Hospers was assigned to engineering before she came to security.
Hospers, report to Lieutenant Younger on the bridge.
From a technical position to a physical one. Unusual personnel change.
Wrong attitude for engineering. Perfect attitude for security.
Shipman Hospers, respond.
Hospers, report. Burkhart, where is Shipman Hospers?
I hope something hasn't happened to them.
Security personnel, regroup on the bridge. Gaylor, you and Shipman Isaacson remain here. Parties of four now. Younger, you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Sir, recommend weapons free.
Negative. We can't let the Percys know anything's wrong here. We have a chance against whoever is on this ship. We have no chance against a torpedo in our belly.
Commodore, I believe we have a problem.
Good. I don't think I've met my quota for the day.
I've been examining this device of theirs. It is definitely tuned to their biological systems.
So what's the problem?
There's an entire network of these in the ship. It doesn't just monitor those in the stasis chambers. It surveys the entire crew.
Not surprising, really. Our medical scanners do pretty much the same thing.
Yes, but these do one thing yours don't. They are tied directly into the ship's engine systems. When the last Cylon on board is killed, the ship self-destructs.
That explains why we've never captured one of their ships before. Besides this one, apparently.
I suggest you focus on the more imperative meaning of this.
There are Cylons alive on this ship. That's why they left this one here. They couldn't figure out how to disconnect the self-destruct.
Maybe the system is malfunctioning. Ship's damaged enough.
It's working, I assure you. There's at least one Xylon aboard. Probably more.
But no more than four. Four empty stasis chambers. At least we know numbers.
Four Xylons, sir. We still don't know about humans.
Security alert. We have a confirmed enemy Xylon presence on board. Any way you can disable that thing?
Not without blowing us up, I'm afraid.
Counterproductive. We're coming back to the bridge. Secure that area as much as you can. Out.
I'm on point. Isaacson, rear guard.
There's certainly enough debris around. We can just block the entrances.
But nothing heavy. They've done a very good job securing everything to the deck.
We could pull some of that down from the ceiling, but then we don't want them finding a hole and dropping down on us. What does a Xylon look like?
You've never seen one?
Not exactly from around here.
Kind of a cross between an ant and a praying mantis. But orange. And 3 meters tall.
Lovely. I'll have nightmares for weeks.
Take this.
Is this a gun?
Phaser.
I thought Commodore McCormick said we weren't supposed to use these.
We're securing this place to make a last stand. When it comes to that, we'll use them. Don't doubt it. I'm going to go over here and set up some sonic grenades. You watch that entrance and make sure nothing comes through. We don't want any surprises.
All right. Hey, Lieutenant, there's someone coming. I think it's Commander Gaylor. Yeah, they're all coming. Lieutenant? Lieutenant!
Silence! Silence!
Lieutenant!